The Argentine Senate has authorised searches on three homes that belong to the former president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, as part of a major corruption investigation. Ms. Fernandez, who's now a senator, said she had nothing to hide and voted for the motion. The move was triggered by the recent publication of notebooks kept by a former government driver, who says he delivered bags of cash to corrupt officials during her time in office. The commander of US and NATO forces in Afghanistan has said there's an unprecedented opportunity for peace there, despite a recent wave of violence. Speaking a year after President Trump agreed to an open-ended military deployment in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson said the strategy was working.
If we get a peace process initiated, then I think we are seeing the payoff for all these many years of war. If the violence then goes down because we achieve a reconciliation with the Taliban, this creates a much better environment, not only for the Afghan people who've suffered so long, but also for us to assist them, work with them, and keeping the pressure on the terrorists so they don't threaten the United States or our allies.
President Trump has strongly denied using election campaign finance to make payments to two women who say he had affairs with them. In a guilty plea in a New York court on Tuesday, Mr. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, said the president had directed him to hand over the money to influence the 2016 presidential election. But in an interview with Fox News, Mr. Trump said the payments had come from his own private funds. And a satellite has been launched into space to make the first fully global maps of wind behaviour. The spacecraft will gather wind data across the entire Earth by firing a powerful laser into the atmosphere to trace the movement of air particles. Meteorologists are hoping the work of AEOLAS will significantly improve the accuracy of weather forecasting, particularly medium-range predictions.